It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week we hear from Lemoyne Daly, who ranches near Thetford, on tips to reduce feeding hay.
Through the growing season, we might graze every paddock or pasture a little bit. We don't hit very many of them very hard. We will take some grass, but we stockpile a large majority of it here on the home place. Then when the cows come home from corn stalks, they graze that standing dormant forage, and we just provide a little bit of protein for them, and the cows will lose a little bit of body condition coming from the cornfields to the grass, but they still are in very good condition at calving, and they graze that dormant grass through a calving, and by the time they're pairing out, it's starting to green up, so they're getting some green grass then, and then around the 1st of June, we start shipping cows out to pastures. But the cows basically are always in pasture on the grass, and once they come home from corn stalks, we'll rotate those cows through the pastures with the standing forage and provide a little bit of protein. The benefit for us for going to corn stalks is it allows us to run more animals than what our own ground will provide the feed for. But even if I didn't put cows out, we're probably looking at probably doubling the cow herd just by putting them on the corn stalks.
Yeah. That's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.